A study underway near Dead Horse is looking at how polar bears cope when they're forced to spend more time on land because of limited sea ice in the southern Beaufort Sea. The bears need good ice that's near enough to the shore to allow them to hunt their main prey, seals. The study is led by the University of Wyoming in collaboration with federal agencies. Eric Regeer is a polar bear expert researching the issue for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the study has been underway for just a few days.
To date, we've captured three adult polar bears, and two of those were females, and each of those females had a cub of the year with her. So that's a little guy of about 150, 200 pounds.
Now, the bears that you've captured so far, how do they look? How are they doing?
Well, it's hard to tell. Historically, out of the current about 1,500 polar bears in the southern Beaufort Sea population, only 5 to 10% of them remain on land. So that's only about 75 or 150 bears, and those bears are dispersed over a huge area. So in several days of flying out in helicopters, we've only seen 4 or 5 bears. So it's a very small sample size to date. Of those bears, several of them have been in quite good body condition. That's to say they're pretty fat bears. Others are a little on the thinner side, and so we really need to wait until we see more bears to kind of assess, you know, how the majority of the bears on land are doing, or to make inference with regard to the population.
Well, if they're stuck on land at this time of year and they're cut off from their traditional food source, are they able to find replacement food on land?
Well, not very often. Polar bears depend almost completely upon sea ice for access to the seals that they prey on. And if you look on land here on the North Slope, there just isn't a real high-calorie available food source like seals. There may be a few ground squirrels and other things that brown bears will feed on. But if you think about it, brown bears on the North Slope have largely filled that ecological niche for a large predator or a large omnivore. So there's really not much available to these bears to feed on land.
How important would you say this study is in helping to gauge the overall picture of how polar bears are coping with global climate change?
I think it's a very important study. Previous studies here in the southern Beaufort Sea have laid the groundwork for it. A study that ran from 2001 to 2006 provided strong evidence that in years with long ice-free seasons over the continental shelf, the polar bear population didn't do that well. And what that means is survival rates were low, and also breeding or reproduction rates were low. So we've established this link between declining sea ice and reduced potential for population growth for polar bears. But there are a lot of things about it that we don't understand. This study provides a look into the nutritional cycle of polar bears here in the summer and then again in the autumn. So we're hoping to understand the mechanisms that the polar bears have available to them to cope with sea ice loss, and also figure out why, from a physiological standpoint, longer ice retreat seasons are having a detrimental effect on the population.
Is it just a question of lack of food that this is causing, or are there other things that have a detrimental impact on the polar bear?
Well, there are probably several mechanisms by which a longer ice-free season and the declines in the sea ice affect polar bears. Our primary hypothesis is indeed they just have less time during the year that they can spend out on the sea ice hunting seals. And so that's a nutritional hypothesis. Also, as the sea ice breaks up earlier and more abruptly in some cases, it could be that polar bears are forced to swim larger distances. And indeed, in recent years, there have been several observations of polar bear carcasses in the ocean, especially following storm events, and we suspect that those are bears that drowned when they were forced to make long-distance swims and caught in rough seas. Finally, pregnant females, most of the pregnant females in the southern Beaufort Sea, build their maternal dens in snowdrifts here on land. And so in years where the sea ice retreats very far into the polar basin, they travel hundreds of miles north with the sea ice and then have to get back hundreds of miles south to these coastal areas where they can feed, and also to the land areas where they den. And so it increases the amount of energy that the polar bears spend in a year to get to the places that they have to be.
How long does it take? How much data do you have to gather for you to begin to make draw some conclusions on this?
Well, because of the expense of operating here in the Arctic and just the logistical difficulty of going out and capturing polar bears, we're often data limited. We never get as much data as we'd like to make really robust conclusions. Our goal here is to capture and radio collar 10 to 15 polar bears, both in 2008 and 2009. And while that won't answer all our questions, it'll give us enough information to start understanding the mechanisms by which decline in sea ice is affecting polar bear populations. All the data, all the information that the study provides is going to be new because we've never sampled polar bears during this time of the year or tried to get at this suite of questions.
Eric Regeer is a polar bear researcher for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much.